Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, Monocle's bureau chief in Toronto, Thomas Lewis, takes us to Montreal to assess the significance of two bronze statues that speak to the city's past divisions and the promise of a unified future.
On the 30th of October 1995, voters in Quebec turned out in record numbers to vote on the province's independence from Canada.
The day began with the polls calling the outcome too close to call, and no one dared predict the outcome until almost all the votes were counted.
A nation of 28 million holding its breath. The streets of Montreal were empty tonight. Everybody at home glued to the television, watching the numbers as they fell, and what numbers they were.
The anti-separatist vote won by a whisker. Less than half a percentage point of the overall vote between the two sides meant that Quebec would remain a part of Canada, and that sovereignty for the province, which was voted for by nearly half of the 4.7 million Quebecers who cast their ballots that day, would have to wait.
Le Canada ne chie pas sur le Québec.
The significance of the vote and the story it tells about Quebec today is still something of a contested talking point. What kind of legacy did the knife-edge vote and the years of separatist sentiment it crowned leave across the province and on its major city, Montreal? For some, it meant economic decline, the evaporation of Montreal's place as Canada's economic centre to Toronto. For others, it meant a rejuvenation in the way the city saw itself, bringing a younger, more creative crowd in across the city's threshold, making it, in many ways, the country's creative hub. Well, the answer perhaps lies in two of the newer additions to Montreal's fine collection of public art. A pair of bronze statues that stand in the heart of the city's old quarter, called the English Pug and the French Poodle. The statues are of a caricatured man and a woman, standing, facing away from each other, at either end of the plinth at the base of the imposing tower of the Banque Nationale building in the historic Place d'Armes town square. The woman is smartly dressed and is wearing a jaunty hat. Her nose is pointed firmly in the air. She stands tall, staring at the grand, domed, neoclassical edifice of the original National Bank building, often a symbol of the Anglophone presence in Quebec and its role in the colonisation and economic development of the province. Her back is turned towards the other statue. A man, dressed finely with a bulbous bronze bow tie around his neck, who's staring in the other direction, facing the grand neo-Gothic edifice of the Notre-Dame Basilica, the most potent symbol of Catholicism in Quebec, and therefore an intrinsic symbol of French life in the city too. He, then, symbolises Quebec's Francophone community. She, the province's Anglophones. Both statues, looking away from one another, have their long, caricatured noses pointed in the air, haughtily, each figure expressing a clear and palpable distaste for the other. But the suspicion, the animosity, and disdain encapsulated by the man and the woman are disarmed by the little creatures in the arms of both. In the grasp of the woman is a French poodle. In the arms of the man is an English pug. And each dog is looking at the other as their owners turn away in disdain. Each dog, it seems, wants to play, to meet, to frolic in the company of the other. The statues were unveiled in 2013 and are the works of the Montreal-born artist Marc-André Fortier. Had they been created any earlier, some say, there would have been riots in the streets. But not today. Sensitivities between Montreal's two halves have softened dramatically in the 20 years or so since the 1995 referendum. And there's an optimism to the city today. Its economy is blossoming, its tech sector is becoming the envy of the country, and its artistic classes are continuing to throng here. Fortier, the sculptor, has had fun with the idea that minds can change over time. The pointed, haughty noses on the faces of the figures are strapped on with what looks like a cord, meaning perhaps that our prejudices and dislikes are never permanent, that we can remove them if we have the will to do so. So if the story of Montreal's Anglophones and its Francophones only 30 years ago was one of distance and even active suspicion, today it's one of enthusiastic curiosity, of the promise of what a city shared rather than divided might offer. And it's that curiosity and that energy that's captured in the playful bronze sculptures of two eager little dogs, each intrigued by the other, desperate to meet. That's the story of the English pug and the French poodle in the heart of Old Montreal.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Thomas Lewis for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.